Happy Friday. I need to go get some water. I need to go get some water. I do. I need to go get some water. And of course, I'm gonna see if my mouth is in. I need to go get some water. My water jug is empty. My water jug is empty. I need to go get some water. I do. I do. For a very long time, and I'm not sure if I'm telling myself this story just to hear me tell it and to believe it because I want to be that person or not. But I believe that I've always wanted, or I've always cherished a space where I could think and say whatever I wanted. I know for a fact as an adult, this was something that I craved. I craved a space to where I can say and do okay, not do. Not do whatever I wanted. Not so much do. Of course, do is part of it, but it wasn't so much that when I wanted to do whatever I wanted because I really didn't want to do anything. But I wanted to be able to think and create and express uninhibitedly. I've always wanted to do that. I believe, even when I was young. And now look at me. I've created the mechanism. I may have perfected the method. I am perfecting. The least you can say is I'm perfecting the mechanism. I have a platform. Thanks to social media, we all have a platform. And I am uninhibited enough and I've relaxed enough and got to a point where I could just. I just get on here and make videos. And I look, and it just blows me away. I look, I've been doing this for a long time. I must really like this. I must really like doing this. There must be something inspiring me or something. I must really, really like doing this because I've put a lot of effort and a lot of work. I can't almost call it work because I just so enjoy it. It's part of me that this is what I want to do. I just enjoy it. I could just see a picture. I don't want to say a big picture, but I see a picture. If I'm internet and technology and my personality and my philosophies all can roll into one and just, my passion for electronics, my passion for philosophy, my passion to be controversial or to bring up topics and to discuss and my personality. It just seems all to come together. In Jeffrey TV, and I'm thinking that everybody, or most people, or everyone, probably has their own what they want to be, or their own thing that they want to become or do. And all of ours are different. I think the degree at which we can attain or acquire or get close to that thing that we want to be could be used to quantify our happiness. And it would be based on each individual, whatever individual, whatever this individual, whatever this thing that individual want to be, you know, from all different aspects of their who they are, what they are, what they want to achieve, their attributes, their capabilities, when it all comes together. When it all comes together and they it becomes self-realization or self-actualization, I don't know. I don't know what the term is, but that thing where you just become what you want to be. That when you just get to the you just I am what I want to be, you know. And I look back, I've been building this thing. I've been building this Jeffrey for a long time. I can remember there were times where I wasn't quite where I wanted to be, or and I still enjoyed myself. Even when I wasn't, you know, I mean, I might not have been where I wanted to be, but I still enjoyed myself. I still had a good time. I still had fun. To say I made the most out of it is just a complete understatement. I probably exploited it and used it to go farther in a different realm or in a different way. And I started talking about this because I can just sit here and make video. I mean, I built this. I'm looking around me, I built this. I went to school for computers. I saw computers were coming in. I studied computers on my own. So I got a good understanding of them before I even took any formal training. In fact, I don't think I really took any formal training in computers. I think I just took formal training in networking. I'm not sure. I can't remember, but I taught myself and I just started. And I was thinking about that green crystal radio book that I used to get from the library. And I got that first crystal radio and I smelled the electronics in it and just the way it worked and everything. I was hooked. From that day on, I was hooked. I was hooked. And I went to the library and I know I told this story before, but I'm feeling myself right now. Probably because like 2 weekends ago was Vegas, Steelers in Vegas. Row 9 behind the bench. Then it was the Funker Juice Ball in DC, jump on a plane, fly out to Maryland, DC, or Bethesda. Just celebrate the funk with wonderful people and wonderful music and to just be that person that I wanted to be in that situation. It's one thing to go to the thing. It's one thing to go to the Funky Tears Ball. It's one thing to go to the Steeler game. And it's another thing to go as Jeffrey. It as you will. Take it as you will. I knew it, and I knew I always had it. Or whatever it is, I knew I always possessed it. And I started to learn how to use it and then when to be confident when to use it, when not to use it, when to back up, when to, you know, because life will tell you, you know, when you're young in the 20s, life will smack you back. You know, life will say, no. Then as I got older and became more independent in my, I don't want to say power or influence, or I became, my stature grew. I was able to let more of it out. And that's just from the respect people give people for being old. You know, that's just the respect people give people who are older and maybe more wiser or whatever you want to call it. But now I just, you know, I'll walk into the place. Ah! And I admit, I am trying to show my granddaughter that. Trying to show granddaughter that. I'd show my niece that, my daughter, everybody. I mean, just my personality. When we come in, hey, it's us. What's going on here? We're like, doo, 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 doo. We here. But everybody's personality isn't up to that. everybody's personality isn't ready for that, or doesn't want that, or can't be that. And I understand that, and that's cool. And I have no, there was a time when I would have a problem with that. It would rub me the wrong way, and I just didn't understand it. But anyway, I don't know how, or I don't even know how I went there. And to be honest with you, I can't even remember where I went. I can't even remember where I went. It's just good. It just really is being good. And again, I'll have to say this. I don't think there could be anything higher or more significant or more better or whatever you want to put on it than a human being becoming the person that they want to be. But I don't think there could be anything greater or higher than a human being becoming the person and thing they want it to be. They want to be nothing. Nothing can be higher than that. Nothing. I don't see how, because there's nothing in between the human being and this. There's nothing in between that. But society can't get it at. Other people can't get it at. Love can't get it at. Your mother, your father, nothing can get between what you want for yourself, what you want to be for yourself, and actually obtaining it. Now, when it's like this, a lot of people get in between. You see, a lot of people, when it's like this, a lot of people, like, and I like to want to go like that. That's why I got my fingers like, you know, like that. When it's like this, you know, when it's like this, a lot of people get in between. In fact, there's a lot of people in there trying to keep it apart. You know, even the government, society, teachers, that, you know, you're taught, you know, almost a socialistic, communistic type of thought, brother's keeper kind of thing. Objectivism. I just had to say the word. Objectivism. I just had to say it. I don't got nothing to say about it. I just had to say it because it's still there. And I think back to where I was looking at my videos, and a video about self, video about self, video about self. And even this concept of nothing greater than a human being becoming who and what they want to be. Can be nothing greater than that. All those videos came, and that's when I discovered objectivism and Ayn Rand. And it just fit right on top of it. It just went boom. It was like everything led up to here, then that boom just sat right on top of it. And it was not that I looked at objectivism or the ideas of anybody, Ayn Rand or anybody. But anyway, I forgot where I was at, but I can still feel I can still feel it. Might be over now, but I feel it still. I can still feel what I was talking about and where I went. It's Friday. I get off in about 1 hour and 40 minutes. For some strange reason, I just signed up for overtime tomorrow. I accepted overtime tomorrow. 3 to 9. Steeler game Sunday. It's been like 3 weekends since I've had a weekend to myself. And then the weekend after this one, next weekend is something funky in Orange County. That might be hopefully the only thing I could do for that whole weekend. Then the Steeler game, of course. Then after that weekend, the 22nd, Steeler game in Los Angeles. Then after that, Halloween. And then soon after that, Ohio. Yeah, this is pretty much, you know, the life that this is pretty much the life that I've always wanted, the life that I've asked for. This is pretty much it. This is pretty much it. My name is Jeffrey. Swinging on y'all 2 times. For me, for the phone. And for every elementary particle that ever existed in any atom, in this, or any other universe that ever was, is, or will be, a totality of it all, a theory of universe, a hypothesis of all as one. My name is Jeff.